I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still pursuing reconciliation with the woman he loves, and I miss you terribly. One of the things that really affected me is my dialogue with Chris, and we were looking, because I've already sent the email describing this in detail, but it really had an impact on me. Reading Hebrews 4:16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And it's kind of like, yeah, I've heard that before. And but when I found out that where we see confidence or boldly in the King James, it's parousia. And since I had studied that before, it just blew me away. It blew me away because it made the grace of God, you know, well, that's nice, to, wow, it's a big deal. Because it shows how the weakness of man, God knows. You know, I've watched people try to negotiate, try to deceive, try to fool God, you know, which is, I mean, just plain stupid. Obviously, God knows our every heart, every thought. He knows us. So trying to fool them is just plain stupid. But knowing that he knows my every thought, when I go to him and say, you know, I don't like this, or this doesn't seem right to me, or whatnot, help me understand this, or whatnot. Whatever I do, or if I say something stupid, if I have thoughts that are foul or disgusting, I don't have to hide them. He knows them already. So I can speak parousia. I can speak to him openly, plainly, unambiguously. I don't have to hide anything. That's marvelous. But then go the next step. The husband is supposed to reflect Christ to his wife. And then, of course, the wife should have the freedom to speak parousia to her husband. My wife doesn't. I really wonder if she ever has. I just want to make it clear, she can. With this husband, she can. I love her. I will not turn from her. I know she's foul, because so am I. And I want her back. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.